Well, howdy every morning, good morning, and welcome again as we read through scripture together. Thanks for joining me. We are reading through the book of Joel, and this morning we will actually be finishing off this short prophet. It's only three chapters long, and today is Joel chapter 3. So, if you remember back in chapter 2, we learned and gleaned and were encouraged by several wonderful truths regarding God's holiness and his justice, his judgment, but also his call to repentance to his people to turn from their sin and back to him, and also the salvation that he brings. And for us as Christians, this is something of great encouragement for us, even as we consider the work of our God, the pursuit of us in and through our Lord Jesus Christ, and the deliverance and salvation that he has brought his people through his death and resurrection. So, just a few verses just to point out from Joel chapter 2, again, to be of reminder and encouragement to us before we read chapter 3. Remember verse 11, where he speaks of the terrible day of the Lord. He says, "For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it?" And of course, that answer is no one can endure the terrible day of the Lord, for the Lord is almighty. He is sovereign. Whatever he wills and determines to do will be done. And also in verse 13, so in this call to repentance, he says, "So rend your heart, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm." And so we see this great and awesome and powerful and righteous God who also extends mercy to those who call out to him in true repentance. For indeed, he is gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Praise God for that truth. Also in verse 29, as we get towards the end of the chapter, in verse 29, he speaks of how in those days he will pour out his spirit. And in verse 32, the wonderful truth, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And indeed, that's true today. If you are listening to this or watching this and you do not have saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I encourage you and call to you today. Call out upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ this day, and you will be saved. Praise God. Let's read now Joel chapter 3. Hear now the word of God. "For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. They have cast lots for my people, have given a boy as payment for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Indeed, what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon and all the coasts of Philistia? Will you retaliate against me? But if you retaliate against me, swiftly and speedily I will return your retaliation upon your own head. Because you have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried into your temples my prized possessions. Also the people of Judah and the people of Jerusalem you have sold to the Greeks, that you may remove them far from their borders. Behold, I will raise them out of the place to which you have sold them, and will return your retaliation upon your own head. I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations: prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, 'I am strong.' Assemble and come, all you nations, and gather together all around. Cause your mighty ones to go down there, O Lord. Let the nations be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, go down, for the winepress is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no alien shall ever pass through her again. And it will come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drip with new wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Achishos. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom a desolate wilderness, because of violence against the people of Judah, for they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation, for I will acquit them of the guilt of bloodshed, whom I had not acquitted. For the Lord dwells in Zion. Amen. Praise God, for this is very word from the book of Joel. May God add the blessing of the reading of his word to us here. I pray that you will be encouraged throughout the rest of your day as you meditate on God's word. Take care. Join me next time as we continue to read through the word of God.